The Burt Show.
Well, it seems my diabolical plan has worked. Well, it's not a diabolical plan. It's just always his mad scientist. So I had shared with you guys, I guess last week or so, or a couple weeks ago, about the fact that I wanted to drive a manual transmission car for the sole purpose of not texting while driving, because I am one of the worst offenders at texting while driving for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. I feel the need that if I have a thought in the moment or my phone buzzes, then I got to pick it up and I've got to take care of it at that, even if I'm en route somewhere.
It's almost like a knee-jerk reaction. Like, if that phone is right next to you and you see the little light on the BlackBerry go off or it rings or something, it's almost impossible to ignore.
And I'm, you know, I'm a big critic of Katie for always having to respond to her phone as if she's accessible 24/7. But then again, I'm a big offender myself if during the day, there I am in the car. So I decided.
It really is apparent that it's only us that you don't respond to.
If you text me, I'll respond to you. It's not a phone call. I'm talking about texting while driving.
Okay.
And so if you were paying attention, but you're on your phone texting. So anyway. So,
and she's not lying.
And I'm not lying.
Right.
So anyway, so, and we've all seen Oprah, you know, have everybody who's on her show give the pledge. So I decided, you know what? I can't be on Oprah. Because my schedule doesn't allow it. But what I'm going to do is drive a manual. So I, it's auto day, I guess, here on the Burt Show. I drive an Audi from Jim Ellis Audi of Atlanta. And so I went to them and I said, look, I need a manual transmission because I don't want to text and drive. And I confessed to them that I do that.
And the theory is that you'd be so focused on shifting.
Absolutely. Because
you have to use both hands.
You have to use both feet and both hands to drive a stick shift. And you're constantly, you know, unless you're on the interstate, you are constantly, and even on the interstate, it just keeps me from doing it. So it's funny how I had to wait in order to get a manual because not many cars make new manual transmissions. It's just manual and not an automatic clutchless manual combination. So I got my car, and sure enough, I've been able to do it without, and I have not texted while driving.
That's so cool. Yeah. Now, are you noticing other people texting while driving now that you're not doing it?
Mm-mm.
You're not noticing it anymore?
I notice it all the time.
I can see the totally cars. Tell. It does. It looks like somebody's drunk, right?
Mm-hmm. They're all over the roadway.
It drives you crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
Coming down 85 this past weekend, I saw somebody pass. They passed me, and they had their hands on the top of the steering wheel and their whatever it was. I was probably going 80, somewhere between 80 and 85, like fast, and
they were going
faster than that, texting while driving.
It is part of our world now, so I still can't figure out, with technology being where it is, why there's not good enough software for your phone right now that is accurate enough to where you can verbally text and drive. Mm-hmm. Like, Jeff has passed on a couple of different applications that he thought would be good, and I've tried them, and they all suck, man.
Like, well, why don't you just make a phone call?
Or why not just wait until you stop talking?
Crazy talk.
You know what voice-activated texting is called? Conversation.
No.
Yeah. Or just wait until the car stops. You have 5 minutes to get to your destination.
It's not possible. Not possible.
At least I was honest about it, called myself out, and figured it out.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.